Lord Jesus, I just pray that you'd be glorified. Anyone listening would be encouraged that you'd set them on a path of truth, freedom. Lord, I just thank you for an opportunity just to speak to people about you and how wonderful you are. Thankful, Lord, I'm thankful in your name. Amen. Hello, you've reached Michael Ryan, and welcome to Knowing Jesus. You can catch on my website, letsworshipjesus.com. You can subscribe to these booths on iTunes or any iTunes podcast by going to Mike Ryan's B-O-O-S booths. And I just want to encourage you. Just want to encourage you in Jesus to press on to know him. You know, Jesus is, there's no other relationship quite like this. If you know Jesus, then you understand that it's not a relationship that you began. You did not initiate it. And you really come to understand the master, you realize that he sought after you. And it's true that he says, no one comes to me unless my Father has drawn him. And Jesus is the initiator of our relationship. It says in 1 John that we love him because he loved us first. And Jesus seeks us out and he maintains a relationship with you and I through his Holy Spirit. And he says, I will not leave you an orphan, but I will send you a comforter. And his comforter, that name is the Holy Ghost. And if you've come to know Jesus and he's baptized you, he's sealed you, he's put his mark on you, and that's the Holy Ghost, and that can never be taken away. And through the power of the Holy Ghost, he produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. He produces that fruit in us. It says in John 15 that we can do nothing apart from him. Jesus says to abide in him. And as the branch is connected to the vine, so me must also be connected to him. So I encourage you. Just all the other things in life, all the other things on your agenda for today, your plate of concerns and worries and anxieties and stressors that are never ending, one stressor or concern or worry popping up after the other, put that to the side and lay down those things that so easily entangle you. And set your eyes towards Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. I just want to encourage you that that is where the abundant life is in. Being with him, alone with him. Meditating on him, what he's done. Speaking to him via prayer. Asking him to strengthen you, to do his will. It's a relationship. The meat and potatoes of our faith is in a relationship with Jesus Christ. We're called Christians because we follow Christ. We don't follow principles. We don't follow culture. We don't follow procedures. But we follow the God-man, Jesus Christ. And to follow him truly is to know him more and more. And it's not like you know him and then it's done, but it's a continual process of knowing Jesus Christ. It's a continual process of seeking him out. And there will be times where you won't seek him or won't strive to know him as much as perhaps another season, but you'll notice that things will seem to become empty your spiritual life will become stale. The source of our life is in the blood of Jesus Christ. It's in staying close to Him. He is everything. It says in Colossians that it pleased the Father that the fullness of the Godhead should dwell in Him. That all things, He gets the preeminence. He gets first place. So it really comes down to just one man, one God-man, and that's Jesus. One superhero, no others, who gives His life for the world. So I just encourage you, if you don't know this God-man Jesus, or if you haven't known Him, or if you haven't been seeking to know Him, to stop what you're doing and just repent. Confess your sins to Him. Don't wait to be fixed up. Just wherever you're at, wherever you're struggling with, just stop and speak to the Messiah. Ask Him for His forgiveness and ask Him to reveal Himself to you and walk with Him. Friends, I hope that this was encouraging to you. It's just really just nothing more than me just spurring you, just prodding you to be diligent about seeking out Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that all who listen would be reminded about the importance of drawing closer to You, and that all of the peace that they will ever have will be in a relationship, a growing, intimate, transparent relationship with You. Please let the mind of anyone listening to this and the heart understand that, Lord, and apply it, and love it, and hold on tight to it. I ask this in Your name, Jesus. Amen.